Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Herman Nagel's twin-engine seaplane was taking us north from Rio to search for the site of the fabulous lights that never go out. We hoped this might give us a lead on Chaco, and so take us a step forward in our search for the grim secret of the death ray. But it seemed that someone didn't want us to reach the ancient ruins where the strange lights were said to glow. Two bombs had been planted on the plane. One had been found by Nagel and dumped. The other was cleverly planted and innocently disguised. But where? I tried to raise Sir Giles Davenport back in Rio, but he wasn't standing by the two-way radio. His servant, Angela, was trembling, and friend Nagel had lost some of his nonchalance when I broke the news.
That ain't good news, Carson.
Not, old chap.
The evil spirits still fly with us, Senor.
Well, I figure you guys better go looking for him again. I gotta stay put by these controls.
On this occasion, Nagel, I dare say we can expect your cooperation in the search.
I guess so, Bart. I'll handle this control cabin. You stand right at the tail compartment. Go through the life jackets, everything. Watch your suspect just heave overboard.
Right.
Hey, but this bird-watching buddy of yours, has he got any clue on what time the egg set to crack open?
From what we gathered, any time. Come along, Angelo. Let's to work again.
No luck, you say?
Fear not.
Makes the picture grim, huh?
Yes, trifle.
You ain't got much to say on the matter, Carson.
What can a fellow say? Looking to you to help us out.
I got nothing more to offer.
But earlier, when you thought this entire thing great joke, you suggested peering under the engine cowling.
I guess that was part of the joke.
I see. But how about it?
You mean climbing out and looking under that cowling?
So, anything to keep body and soul together.
You'd really take that on, huh?
Naturally.
Like I said before, you're game. I got to admit it. Nah, it wouldn't be out there.
Well, then, what next?
Well, I guess you'd better try raising that bird-watching buddy again. He knows where it's planted.
Well, I take it he does. Angelo's out in the rear cabin working on the radio now. I'll let you know what luck. Time's getting on.
Well, Carson?
I still have Angelo standing by. So far, not a murmur.
We ain't had a murmur from that bomb yet. Well, I guess it'll be the last we hear if she goes.
Yes, how right you are.
What the heck are you doing with that pipe?
And this, old chap? That's briar. Lucky pipe. Just rubbing it for luck. Always do at times like this.
Are you sure that bomb ain't one of them pipes you carry along with you?
It could be, though lethal charge not set to go off in any at present. There's a chance that our contact in Rio may open up. Otherwise, we don't get through till 6 this evening.
6?
Prearranged time.
Brother, that's the best part of 4 hours off. I figure there's only one thing to do. Get this kite down someplace.
How long will that take?
It's a matter of minutes, bud. There's a stretch of water coming up.
I'm afraid I don't see any.
Straight ahead. See? Curved stretch of river.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I see it now. It looks very narrow.
Yeah, sure, but it ought to do the trick.
Yeah, but curve.
Only slight curve. I've come down on worse, though not always with such a heavy load of gas.
Well, perhaps then we should dump some of the petrol cans off.
And get ourselves really stranded? No, but I'm going down as we are. But just pray there ain't any fresh snags in this spot.
Fresh ones? You've landed here before, perhaps.
Like I said, Carson, on this joint, you mind your business, I mind mine.
Oh, sorry, old chap. Go ahead. Both Angelo and I will be barracking for you. With all the extra petrol we were carrying, friend Nagel ruled smoking out. So all I could do was bite on the stem of an unlighted pipe as the plane zoomed low over the stretch of water, with cliffs of trees and vines on either side. We went into a steep turn, and then down, down, down.
We might just manage it, Carson.
I rather hope so, old chap.
Right. Here's the water.
Nice work.
Yeah. We gotta dodge that left bank yet.
Yes, it is looming ahead somewhat.
That's why I'm running the starboard motor.
So, yes, veering away.
Oh, we gotta risk the whole box and dice taking a nosedive into the mud.
Yeah, seems we're making it, old chap.
Well, yeah, I guess we're down.
Yeah, congratulations. That's quite a pilot.
I ought to be.
Blessed silence.
But we don't want it shattered. We gotta get busy. Wake up your buddy.
Oshedo. Oshedo, old chap, what is it?
I give thanks to the good spirits.
Well, ask him to stand by us a while yet. Carson, I'll launch our rubber dinghy.
I'll give you a hand?
Nope, you just watch that two-way radio. We'll need it.
So? Right.
And you, Angela, you better get a load of fodder. We'll be needing that, too. Especially if the kite goes up. Come on now, let's mosey off. Doggone it, Carson. We must have been ashore here for more than 4 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, old chap. It's not six yet.
Yeah, but it's so goddamn dark.
It's the jungle crowding in.
Yeah, I guess so. Drat the jungle.
You don't like it, seems.
There's a lot of things I don't like about this world and the people in it.
Referring to present company?
I ain't over fond of your buddy. What's he doing over there? Talking to the good spirits or something?
Oh, he's standing by the portable two-way. Yeah, we should make a contact any minute now.
I'd be mighty interested to hear where that bomb's planted. And I hope I don't lose this kite, brother.
Don't we all?
Sure, but as long as that set of yours works, then we get rescued.
Now, let me say this, Nagel. It'll take a pilot and a half to pull off a landing as you did.
You reckon, huh?
If you don't mind me saying.
That ain't nothing. Not to what it'll be like if we gotta take off out of this neck of the woods. Now watch.
Senori! Senori!
What is it, Angelo? The two-way?
Anaconda?
Snake, Carson, swinging down on us.
Great heavens. Those fiery eyes.
And I forgot to grab a rifle in the hurried getaway.
And then this may do the trick.
Hey, what the heck's that?
Nice pipe.
Pipe, are you out of your...
Aim. Like so. Watch.
Say. It shoots.
So.
Well, I'll be a codfish. Carson, you frightened the thing off before it got any notions about swallowing us.
Yeah, it's quite a handy little article to carry around.
Yeah, you've certainly gotten yourself some crazy pipes, bud.
Signori!
What this time?
His Excellency speaks to us.
Is this guy soft in the head, Carson?
No, he means our bird-watching friend's calling us.
You mean Rio calling?
So, and let's hope he can tell us where bomb planted in yonder plane of yours.
Whereabouts in the nest the egg had been lodged.
No, you didn't, Sir Giles. Just where is it?
I say, old fellow, is there anything wrong? You sound rather keyed up.
Oh, I am, sir. Nagel didn't dump the egg after all.
What? He didn't? Great Scott, time's running out.
Yes, realize that, but where?
It's disguised as a fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher?
Suffering snakes, I never thought of that.
Carson, where are you?
And we've landed, sir. We're ashore.
Then mind you stay there. That plane's a death trap.
So, sir. But we'll contact you again. Got things to do. Signing off.
A gold-darn fire extinguisher, huh? Well, we got three on the ship.
Well, how about we dump them in the river?
Well, I...
Hurry, old chap. Let's get the rubber dinghy floated and out there. As my friend said, time's running out.
We left the trembling Angelo on the shore and paddled fast out to where the seaplane was moored. A quick dash through, and we had all three fire extinguishers. We hauled them into the river as far as possible from the plane. Then we headed back to the shore, all tensed for the coming detonation. But it didn't come. We lit a fire and waited. We waited right through the night.
You know something, Carson? As well as being mighty tired, I got another feeling.
Yes, and that, old chap?
We've been fooled into tossing 3 good fire extinguishers into the river.
Yes, 'tis odd.
You said it, bud. If one of them was a bomb all fixed to go up, it should have worked by now.
Of course, the water may have something to do with it.
Sure, sure, though I don't get the setup.
Oh, what say we forget about it? Now that daylight's here, let's face the task of taking off.
Yeah, and some task it's going to be.
Oh, I'm sure you can make it.
Well, thanks for the compliment. It wouldn't be the first kite I've crashed into a pile of jungle.
Well, let's hope Angelo's good spirits are riding with us again.
Sure. Especially with that extra load of gas on board.
Well, do you think, old chap, it might be an idea to jettison some of it?
And risk getting stranded someplace else on this joint? No. No, Carson. I guess we try with a full load. Besides, ain't I been called Whole Hog Herman?
Whole Hog Herman? First I've heard of it.
That's my nickname, bud.
Interesting. Howsoever, we...
Senor Carson! Senor, as I feared, the evil spirits have been at work.
Oh, can it, brother? This spirit's business is kind of getting under my skin.
You do not believe, Senor?
The only spirits I believe in are the kind that stream out of a bottle.
Then cast your eyes to the river. To your plane.
Huh? Carson, look!
So, smoke.
The kite's on fire.
Yes, afraid so.
We've been tricked into throwing them fire extinguishers overboard.
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
No. I'd say the fire was started by a small incendiary pencil. The extinguisher was rigged so that it would blow up the moment it was used to put down the fire.
Well, maybe, but look at that smoke curling up. Carson, we got to get that fire stopped.
Yes, indeed, we must. Otherwise, this time, we really are stranded. So, there were the 3 of us on a narrow strip of riverbank under the cliff of jungle and smoke rising from midships on the plain. We had to beat that fire or someone was going to beat us for the grim prize of Operation Death Ray.
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by Walter Pym for Artranza.